Arizona propane. Desert nights get cooler than desert days. In the winter, day temperatures can rise to the 80s, but at night they can drop to the 40s. Park models have propane or electric heat, and RVs are not immune from Mother Nature's mood swings. When the sun drops, you need a jacket, a flashlight, and a heater. Call this number and put it where the delivery truck can see it, or my Tuesday morning instructions at the RV park office. I'm given a 4x6-inch piece of orange cardstock with a place to write my name, my space number, and the date of my request. Arizona Propane takes up most of the card space with barely room for their phone number and website. I call, give credit card information, get scheduled for delivery on Wednesday between 8 and 10. Wednesday morning at 10:45, the delivery truck pulls up and its driver runs a hose to my propane tank, fills it, and writes a ticket for the minimum charge of 5 gallons and a $5 service fee. The bill's 20 bucks. That'll keep you warm, the kid says as he rolls his supply hose back onto a reel on the back of the company truck. From my space, he pulls across the street and services a $300,000 recreational vehicle. Being warm for 20 bucks is a bargain. Spending $300,000 for anything on wheels seems like a walk on the wild side.